Part number one, from 600,000 souls, Bala Sulam. There is indeed only one soul in the world. The same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him. The sign for the body's complete creation is when one feels that the soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in number 2, from the article, The Purpose of Society, 1, by Rabash. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And the love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the change to be in society, where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us. Going to part number 3, Purpose of Society 2, by Rabash.
We need a society that all will be a great force so we can work together to annul the will to receive, which is called bad, because it prevents from achieving the goal for which man was created. Therefore, society must consist of individuals who all agree that we have to achieve it. Then, from all the individuals, one big force is made that can fight with itself, because each one is included in everyone else. It turns out that each one is based on a big desire that he wants to achieve the goal, make the goal more precise every moment. Exit number 4 from the writings of Rabash, Make for yourself a rabbi, by yourself a friend, 2. Those people agreed to unite into one group, to engage in love of friends. It is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so they receive the power of love of others. Because we know the words of our sages who said, as their faces are not similar to one another, so their views are not similar to one another. Therefore, those people who agreed to unite in one group understood that there was no great distance between them in their views, because they understood the necessity of working in love of others. Therefore, each of them could make concessions in favor of others, and over this, they could unite.
Try and strengthen the connection.
Excerpt number 5 from the writings of Rabash in the article Concerning Love of Friends. We must remember that society was established on the basis of love of others, meaning that each and every one will receive from the society love of others and hatred of himself. By seeing that his friend exerts to annul his self and to love others, it causes each one to be included in his friend's intention. It turns out that if the society is based, for example, on 10 friends, then each one will be included with or included in 10 forces engaged in annulling themselves and hatred of themselves and love of others, and allow you to be in an illusion that, fine, I'm not. Excerpt number 8 from the writings of Rabash concerning love of friends.
One must disclose the love he has in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is, in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
Agree.
Excerpt number 9, Rabash, they helped everyone his friend. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and every one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirit, anyone can find any place in one's friend that he can feel.